Okay, we're on Kafches Amud Aleph, the second wide line, Tanur Rabbanan. Meit Pisom, if a person dies without, not through a sickness, just all of a sudden, it's called by Chazal, Zohi Misa Chatufa, like a snatched death. There's, the Gemara says in Bracha, there's 903 different types of Misa. Don't worry, we're not going to go through all of them, but some of them here. Okay, so that's called a snatched death. Chala yom echad v'meis, zohi misa d'chufa. If a person is sick, but just one day before he dies, that's called a pushed death. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel omir, zohi misa megefa. One day is called a death of plague. Shnei Mars, it says, Tiyecheskel, who was told his wife's going to die, ben adam hinini lokeach mimcha et machmad einecha, referring to his wife, ba magefa. And yeah, so it's called Megef. And we see Uksiv Adaber Elaam Baboker V'Tamas Yishto Be'erev. So Tochiyom, she was Nifter. So that's that we see that the Lashon of Megef is used for a death of the day. Next we have if a person is sick for 2 days, Shnei Yamim, and then he dies, that's called Zoi Misa Dichuya, a pushed also type of death. And also it's pretty quick. Shloshia, 3 days of sickness, that's called the Misa of Ge'ara, a rebuke. And 4 days of sickness before death, that's called Nizifa, a scorned death. And 5 days, Chamisha, so that's already called Zoi Misa Kol Adam. That's already a good death. That's a normal, not a hastened death. And I'm a Rabbi Chanin Maikra. Where do we see this from? From the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamus. And they darshan out, hain is one, karvu is plural, so it's two, and the 2 days, trey, and yamecha is also plural, so it's trey, another 2 days. So we have one, two, and two, all together is hachamisha. We have five days, and hain, why is hain one? As we've seen, hain is chad, shekein bi lashon yavani, korin leachas hain. It's in Greek, the word hain means one. Okay, Gemara continues other types of death. Meis b'chamishim shana, zoi misa kares. A person dies at the age of 50, it's called kares. Chamishim ushtaim shana, 52 years, zoi misa social shmuel haramasi, that's when Shmuel died, Shmuel and Navi. B'shishim, at the age of 60, zoi misa bidei shamayim, that's already a normal death. Amar Rav Zutra, Maikra, where do we know this from? That's like the Derech HaOlam to go at 60. Dichsiv, as it says, Tavo Bechelach Ele Kever, that you'll go to the grave at a ripe old age, and Bechelach in Gematria, Gematria is Shitin at 60. Shivim, person dies at 70, that's he arrived at Seva, at old age, and Shmonim, it's called Gvuros, strength. Dichsiv, as it says, Yemeshim Shnotenu Behem Shivim Shana, Vim Bigvuros Shmonim Shana. So it's an interesting chat. Obvious question is why, Gvuros, he's 80 years old, was the Gvura there? Some say, if he got to that age, so he's Gibor. But I saw a different chat, it goes on Kodesh Baruch Hu, that shows the Gvura of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's able to keep this guy alive so long, he's 80. Okay. No, this here this means, not in this case, it means that it's a normal death. It's not like the Amar Rava. So Rava says, Chamishim, mi chamishim v'ad shishim shana zoi misas karis. In other words, we said before that one dies at 50, it's karis. But now he clarifies, it doesn't really mean only when he's 50 years old. It means between 50 and 60. So why didn't we mention that before? Why did we say just 50? V'hai de lo chashiv lehu, that's, we didn't mention it before, is mishum kvodo shel Shmuel haramasi. And Shmuel died at 52, it wouldn't have been nice to say from 50 to 60, then it would sound like he died of kares. Rav Yosef, ki have bar shitin, avad lehu yom et havel rabbanan. When Rav Yosef turned 60 years old, he made a party for the rabbanan. Amar, nafgili mi kares. He says, now I'm past, we said between 50 and 60 is kares, so I passed the year of kares, so making a party.
Well, another had kares.
No, so this guy says Marshall or what? Well, he didn't, but it would sound like it if we'd say between 50 and 60. That's why we didn't mention it before, but he didn't. Okay, so he made a party. Amar le Abaye, so Rabbi said to Rav Yosef, why are you making a party for? Nay, de nafik le mar, referring to him, okay, maybe you got out of the category mikaris deshani, the cars of years, you know, you passed 60. However, mikaris deyome, minafik mar, did you pass karis deyome? Karis deyome is those various deaths that we saw earlier, dying right away, after one day, after 2 days, after 3 days. Those are called a quick death, snatching, snatches a person. So that's called karis deyome. So, okay, maybe you passed the, you know, years, but you still haven't passed the possibility of dying suddenly. So Amar Lei says, okay, nakot lach miha palga biyadach. Okay, so, you know, as they say, siba la misiba, so at least half. I don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay, I have, but it's true, I still have to worry about, he said, this the sudden death, but okay, at least I passed half of it, half the problem. Rav Huna nach nafshe. Rav Huna was nifter, pitom, suddenly. So havu ka daige rabbanan. So they were nervous that, you know, it doesn't look too good because it looks like Haris Diome, you know, he died suddenly. So Tana Lahu Zuga Dimehadayev. So these a pair of Rabbanan from that place, they said, no, Loshanu, when is a dying suddenly called Haris Diome? That's only Ela Shalohi Gialigvuros, if the person hasn't reached 80. But about Gialigvuros, once he's 80 years old, Zoi Misa Nishika. And then Rav Huna was already after 80 years old, so therefore there's nothing to be nervous about, as Mitzvah Neshika was actually very, very good in that. Okay, Amar Rava, famous Gemara, Chaye Bane Muzone Lo Bizchuta Talya Milsa, Ela B'Mazla Talya Milsa, that Rava said the length of life, how long a person is going to live, the bane, how many children he's going to have, the mazone, and how, but parnasa he's going to have, that's not tali and schus. In other words, his maisim, if he has better maisim, tovim, he'll live longer, or he's going to have more parnasa. Nothing to do with, those things are not tali and the maisim of a person. Elava mazla, before he's born, you know, it's already decreed. But again, we can, there's ways of going beyond the mazel, because we're klaisra beyond mazel, with all the extra tefillah, whatever, but the pashtas, it's already decreed before birth. And now the Gemara proves this. It says, look, I'll show you. The Harabba v'Rabchista Tarvayihu Rabbanan Tzadikei Havu. We have Rabba on one hand and Rabchista. Both were big tzadikim. We can prove that also. Also, Mar Matzli V'Asim Mitra. Umar Matzli V'Asim Mitra. They both davened, and when they davened, they would bring the rain. So you see, they're obviously both big tzadikim. Rabchista, though, now we're going to see these with Chai Bane Mazone, how they're totally different, totally different categories when it comes to these things, even though they're both tzaddikim. Rav Chista haya tishin v'tartin shnin. He lived to be 92 years old. And Rava haya arbein. Yet Rava only lived to 40. Big difference. So here we see Chaye, you know, they're both tzaddikim, but one lived 92, one lived 40. Be Rav Chista, now Gelagabi children. Be Rav Chista shitin hilule. He made 60 like chasnas for his offspring, and whereas Rabba be Rabba shitin tichle, he lost 60 of his offspring. They died. Be Rav Chista smida lechalbe. Rav Chista now mizonid, last thing of Parnasa. Rav Chista was so wealthy that smida lechalbe, he used to serve fine flour to his dogs. He had so much below misbayi, and he didn't look for more. He had plenty extra even after giving to his dogs. And Be Rabba, it was the opposite again. Nahama desare linchi. He would serve barley bread, which is the cheap bread, to his people, let alone to the dogs. That's all the people had to eat that. And not only that, v'lo mishtachach, and he couldn't even find that. It was bekoshi. So you see these three things totally different, even though these both are tzaddikim. So you see, it's not totally in a person's maisim; it's the mazel.
Well, what was the saying from Eliyahu?
Yeah, but the Gemara talks about that by Rava, but they were, but was Rava? This is Rava, Rava, Rava. But even then, they say that he also lived to 40. I think Rava, and he said because there's the Rava and Bai, one had Maisim Tovim and Torah, so there's a way to go against that decree also. The Gemara said.
Wasn't Rav Chisda
Charedi?
Did you want to add
It doesn't say he fed his dog. he said he fed dogs. Okay. V'amar Rava, honey plus mili bai kame shmai. He says these three things I asked of Shemayim. Tarte yahavuli v'chad alo yahavuli. Two of them were given to me, one was not. What are they? Chuchma say the Rav Huna. I daven for the chuchma of Rav Huna, and v'usre the Rav Chista, and the wealth of Rav Chista, like we saw, he was very wealthy. And v'yavuli, it was given to me. But the invisanuse, the Rava bar Rav Huna, lo yavuli. But I also davened for the humility of Rava bar Rav Huna, but that wasn't given to me. Okay. Even though they ask, how do you daven for that something, you know, kovidei shamayim chutz meyir shamayim? These things you have to, you know, you can't daven to be humble, but the basic answer is that it's for siyata shamaya, you know, that siyata shamaya to help you become anana. Okay. Rav Saorim, it's the name of the person. He was the brother, Rahua the Rava, Rava's brother. Hava Yasif Kame de Rava. So Rava was dying. And his brother, Rav Sorim, was there next to him. Chazdei dehave kaminamnem. So we saw he was a goses. He was his brother was mamash, you know, in the last minute. So Amar Lei, so Rava, the one that was dying, right, said to him, Lema lemar avalolatsaran. So he says, do me a favor, ask the malchamavis not to give me tsar, pain. So Amar Lei, so Rav Sorim said to him, Mar lav shoshvinahu, says, aren't you good pals with the Malach HaMavis? You know, you talk to him all the time, shmooze with him. So what do you want from me? Why don't you tell him? So Amar Lei, he says, Kevan de imster mazla, he says, lo ashkechbi. Since my mazal is now very weak, because I'm, you know, on my last leg, so he's not going to listen to me now. So Amar Lei, Lizchazi Limar, do me a favor, when you, they say, now that Rav Sorim said, fine, I'll speak to the Malcham Amis for you, but do me a favor, after you die, tell me what happened in the end. Did it work? Did you have Tsar? What happened? So sure enough, Lizchazi Lei, he appeared to him, Rav, after he died. So Amar Lei, Rav Sorim said to Rav, Anu, Havale Limar Tsar, did you have Tsar? Did it, what happened? So he answered, Amar Lei, Rav answered him, Kiriv de Chusilta. So he said, I had a little bit pain, just a little bit, like the a bloodletter's needle, the little prick of the needle. That's what I had, nothing major. Okay, I forgot about Rashi. okay, so let's do the Rashi. He's a Met Pitom, Chalochala, the person didn't get sick, he died suddenly. Mechamishim shana ulamala, more and more. Behaide lo chashiv lei, behaide kares, why isn't it considered part of these different kares? Kares de yome, shema yamuta, misa chatufa, he might die suddenly. Palgad, the mikares de shane, mia paltili. So at least I was saved from the kares de shane, Rav Yosef said. Menam name, he was goseis. Amale, Rav said to Rav Sorim, le mamar, le malachamav, tell him avzat, lo la tari, not to give me a star. So he said, hey, aren't you a Shoshvine, the Malach HaMavis? You're very close with the Malach HaMavis. The Imster Mazle. So he said, yeah, my mazel is very weak. Eats from Mazle. So he said, Lizchaz Limar, says, after you die, come to me, tell me what the story is. Okay. He didn't call up the dead. The dead called him. They want to come to you. You know, people have all kinds of stories. People come to them in dreams and this and that. So that's the, we didn't like call him up. He didn't have to come to him. He decided to come. Okay, I have a very similar story. Rava have Yasif Kami to Rav Nachman. Very similar stories before, where Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman was dying. Chazye de Kami's name, he thought he was Gosei, so Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, Lema Lemar, Dolola Tsaran. So he was do me a favor, tell the Malach HaMavis not to give me Tsar. So Amar Lei, so Rav says to Rav Nachman, what do you want from me? Mar lav adam chashavu, aren't you a chashavit person in and of your own right? So why don't you yourself tell the Malach HaMavis not to give me a tzar? So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says to Rav, man chashiv, man safin, man rakia, He says, who's really Nechshav, who's really somebody Chashuv, important, Man Rekia, who's somebody that's Matukan, that can really, at the time of death, ask for things. So Amar Lei, same like we saw before, Lizchazei Limar, you do me a favor, come to me after you die. So Lizchazei Lei, he appeared to him. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi says, Rav Nachman, Havalei Limar, Tsar, did you have Tsar? So Amar Lei, he said, basically not. Mishchal benisa mechalva chalava. Just like taking a hair out of milk, this like comes out very easily, painless. Ve'i amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask me or say to me, zil bahu alma kadahavis, he said, go back to the world that you came from and die again. So lo ve'inan. Even though it was a very simple death, but I would not want that. Why? Because of the nafish biasuse. Because there's a tremendous fear of the Malach HaMavet. So that fear, it was no pain, but there's a fear of the Malach HaMavet that I don't want to have to go through again. So they explained this with the different types of death here that the Rav Dessler says, that a person that is more a gashmiistic, a person involved in this world more, so it's harder for his neshama to leave because it's the goof wants to keep it. You know, he wants to the world more. Whereas a person that's more spiritual, so the death is easier. Can neshama leave easier? He doesn't have to battle with the goof. It just goes to its source.
What's the reason they wanted to get a report
after the book? I was wondering. I'm not sure. Rashi, Mar Lav Mar, aren't you a chash of a person? Lema Lemar, why don't you say it yourself? Safin Rekia, Matukan Lemivaya Mine. He says, yeah, who's really Matukan that can really ask for favors at the time of death? So he said, Bitute refers to the fear of the Malach HaMavet. Okay, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Havekachel Truma. Rabbi Elazar was eating Truma. Ischazei Lei, the Malach HaMavet came to him. So Amar Lei, he said to the Malach HaMavet, Truma Kachilna, Velav Kodesh Ikri. He says, you can't kill me now. You could, but it's not a good thing because I'm eating truma, which is kodesh, and if I die, I'm going to metami the truma, and you wouldn't want that. So v'chalfa le'shaita. So then the meantime, time went by, and he wasn't able to kill him then anymore. Rav Sheshes iskaze le again. Rav Sheshes was appeared to by the Malach HaMavet in the Shuka. So Amar Lei, he said to the Malach HaMavet, Beshuka kebehema, come on, were you going to kill me here in the middle of the market like an animal? So Esa legabi besa, come, let's go into my house, you can kill me over there. Rav Ashi, Yitzchazei Lei, Beshuka. So Rav Ashi was appeared to by the Malach HaMavet also in the Shuk. Amar Lei, he said to the Malach HaMavet, Itrach li tzlasin yomi, v'hadri l'tamudai. He says, do me a favor, don't kill me now, yeah? Give me 30 days. I want to do some chazar over my learning. Why? The Amrisu, because you guys stay over there in Shemaim, that Ashrei mi Shabalakan v'talmudo miyado. Happy is the person that comes here with his having learned. So give me a break, you know, give me a few days to go over my learning so I can go up there, you know, with my learning. So sure enough, Yom Tlasin Asa, he came on exactly on the 30th day. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi said to Malach HaMavet, my coolie highway, it's such a big rush. Okay, I said 3 days, I'm exactly on the 30th day, you know. So he answered, Malach HaMavet answered him, he says, what can I do? Kadachaka ragle de Barnasan. Because the Barnasan refers to Rahuna Barnasan. It's time for Rahuna Barnasan to become the Nasi. The ain Malchus nogas v'chavirta filu b'kim lo neima. And one Malchus can't overlap with the other one, so you have to leave the world so that Rav Huna can take over. Rav Chista, lo haviyachalei. Rav Chista was the Malach HaMavet was not able to kill him. Why? The lo shavei shatzik pume megirsa. He never stopped learning. So as long as he's learning, the Malach HaMavet couldn't get him. So what did he do? Salik, Malach HaMavet went up. Yasi ba'arza de Beirav. He sat on this big cedar post of on the house of Rav. Paka Arza, and the cedar cracked, and it made a very big, you know, sound. Vishasak, and because of that, Rav Huna Chista was startled, and he stopped learning for a second, and that's all the Malach HaMavet needed, v'yachilei, and he was able to kill him. Rabbi Chia, lohavim matzi l'mikrivilei. Rabbi Chia, also, the Malach HaMavet was not able to get close to him. Yom Achad, idmin le'ekanya. So he had an idea of how to get him.
And the Malka Mavet dressed up as a poor person. Asa Tarifa Baba, he knocked on Rav Chiya's door. So Amar Lei, so he said to Rav Chiya, Apikli Rifta, he says, can you give me some bread? You know, he acted like a poor person, so fine. So Apikuli, so Rav Chiya gave him some bread. So Amar Lei, Rav Chiya gave him some bread. So Amar Lei, the Malka Mavet says to Rav Chiya, Balav Kamarachim Mara Anya, I don't understand. He says to this person, or this poor person that I'm dressed up as, you're willing to give some, you know, give, have rachamim on him and rachmanis and give him bread. But how about, you know, the malachim avis, you know, you're not willing to have rachmanis on? You know, I'm trying to kill you. So Galilei, he repeated to him, he showed him that he was the malachim avis, achvilei shuta denora, and he proved it, he showed him this rod of fire. And then Rav Chiya realized this really is the Malach HaMavis, the Am Tzeli Nafshe, and therefore he surrendered himself to the Malach HaMavis. Okay, finish up the Rashi's. Ragle the Barnasan, that means that refers to, we said Rav Huna, the Mehave Nasi, is going to become the Nasi. Amayla Marachim, why aren't you in Brachmanis? The Mispakzena, Lemaisele, Lamar, Bahu Alma. That you won't let me take you, you know, to the next world. So Achve they shoot to the Nura, he showed him this rod of fire, Vyada, the who Malach HaMavis, so he knew he was the Malach HaMavis.